The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's New York trial is moving closer to its conclusion. Today, there will be more testimony from defense witness Robert Costello.
The trial will resume with Costello back on the stand on Tuesday, and the defense says it will be Tuesday, perhaps, that it rests its case. They don't plan any more witnesses beyond Costello, but of course, there's always the possibility Donald Trump could choose to take the stand in his own defense.
It's correspondent Michael Sisak in New York. April turned out to be a banner fundraising month for the Trump campaign. It took in more than $76 million, while the Biden camp collected $51 million. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's prime minister condemns it as a disgrace and anti-Semitic.
The top prosecutor at the International Criminal Court accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and three Hamas leaders of war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip. Both France and Belgium have supported the arrest warrant request. However, President Joe Biden condemned the decision.
Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide.
Biden's comments came on the same day Israel said it would expand operations in the southern Gaza. The city of Rafah. I'm Karen Chavez.
More aid on the way for illegal aliens in Denver.
The plan is a major shift from the days to weeks-long shelter stays Denver, Chicago, and New York City have been offering migrants over the past year. Denver's new procedure includes 6 months of rental and food assistance for an apartment, work and certification trainings, free computers and phones, and help with asylum applications. The program will begin with up to 800 participants.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Heads up today, possible severe weather across parts of Iowa and Missouri. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 9 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 29. This is SRN News. A Tennessee hotel makes nice with a Christian group.
The Sonesta Nashville has apologized for canceling a planned pro-Israel event by High Yovel. The hotel says it got threats from presumably pro-Palestinian individuals and decided to kick the ministry out, which is probably exactly what those posing the threats were seeking. High Yovel obtained legal representation, and the Sonesta has decided to offer an official apology, which leaders of the ministry have accepted, though the event will still take place elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro is applauding the program. This is SRN News. The U.N. Security Council rejecting a Russia-backed resolution calling for a prohibition on space-based weapons.
The rejection comes as the U.S. says Russia launched a satellite last week that could be weaponized. The U.S. and its allies said the resolution's language that the 15-member council debated was simply meant to distract the world from Russia's true intention, weaponizing space. Russia's U.N. ambassador denied that his nation was trying to mislead the world. The resolution failed on an even split between backers of the U.S. and of Russia, with Switzerland abstaining. I'm Norman Hall.
Former Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward and at least 11 other people scheduled for arraignment today in Phoenix on felony charges, accused of working to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election in Arizona. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani also scheduled to be arraigned, although it's unclear whether he will seek a postponement. More details, SRNNews.com.